Älskar du den här podden? Stötta den genom IKAs nya supporterfunktion. Det är helt upp till dig hur mycket du vill bidra med och det finns ingen bindningstid. Klicka på länken i poddbeskrivningen för att visa din uppskattning och stötta podden.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hej och välkomna tillbaka till Crime-podden. Innan avsnittet börjar vill jag bara meddela att innehållet i följande avsnitt är baserat på information från nätet och vissa detaljer kan vara annorlunda och obekräftade. Jag vill även passa på att varna känsliga lyssnare för våldsamt och grafiskt innehåll. Välkommen till Crime-podden med mig, Jane Doe. Hej och välkomna tillbaka till ett nytt 911-avsnitt. Som ni hör så låter jag väldigt krasslig och det är jag. Så att jag har skjutit upp inspelningen av det här avsnittet just av den anledningen. Men jag behöver känna mig lite bättre just vad gäller halsen och sådär. Så att jag hoppas att det inte ska störa er för mycket. För annars nästa gång så får jag bara skita i och spela in ett avsnitt och vänta tills jag blir frisk. Men denna gång handlar avsnittet om mördare som är ute på mordvåg. Läskigt och obehagligt. Så att jag tycker att vi hoppar direkt in i dagens avsnitt. Detta är 911-samtal, del 7.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
He's got a taser. Please hurry.
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now.
Oh god, I'm just gonna jump in front of a car. No, Brian, stop!
Wait, hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend! He ripped her face off!
Stop! Stop! Stop!
She's dead!
No, Brian! You're gonna get hurt! Please!
Oh, shit. I woke him up.
Det första samtalet inkommer till larmcentralen i Reidsville, North Carolina, den 4 februari 2012. Dottern i huset, den då 19-årige Whitley French, väckte sina föräldrar med skrik när hon stötte på en inkräktare. När Whitleys föräldrar möter sin dotter blir de ihjälskjutna av inkräktaren som därefter springer iväg. Och då ringer Whitley in till larmcentralen.
Brian, I'm getting 911.
Somebody broke into your house and shot your parents?
Yes.
All right, hold on. What? Ma'am, we're going to get somebody to you. Confirm your address.
Oh, my parents. Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, calm down. Calm down. Our dispatcher's going to send you help, okay? Do you have any idea who it was?
One of my kids in my room, and they started jumping on me, and they were trying to cover my mouth. They took my phone, and they ran. They had a gun, and my parents, they heard me screaming, and then they shot my mom and dad, and ran out the door. I don't know how they got in the house.
They assaulted her and shot her parents.
Yeah.
What is your name? Ma'am. Ma'am.
Whitley.
I've got help on the way to you, okay?
Okay. Please hurry. Please hurry. Hurry.
Ma'am.
Tell me, daddy.
Okay. Ma'am. Ma'am, I need to know where she's hurt at. Can you give me some descriptions?
My father is shot.
He's shot in the shoulder. Can you put, get some cloth or something and put on it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Subject, since, did you see, did they leave in a car?
I don't know. They just left out my front door. I don't know how they got in.
They busted out your front door leaving?
No. They opened the lock and shut it. I locked it back. I don't know how they got in because all the doors.
So you don't know whether they're outside or which way they may have went?
They just ran. They had a hood on their head. I don't know.
Dark color, white or black?
I couldn't see. I couldn't see at all.
Okay, you don't know whether they're white males or black males?
No, I don't. I don't know at all. I'm really scared. Did I hide?
I know. How old are you?
I'm 19 years old.
All right, you got your doors locked.
Yeah, all the doors
I've got
locked.
It. We've got it. I'm staying on the line with you. We got every deputy in the county's coming your way as fast as they can. I know you are, honey. I know you are.
I don't know why this would happen to me.
So she doesn't know if they took anything. They were wearing hoods and left running on foot.
Yeah, I ran out the door.
Okay. You're doing good, dear. Just try to stay calm. How old is your dad?
My dad is... my dad is... He's 40. I think he's 47. My mom is 45.
Okay.
Are they almost here? I'm really scared.
They're coming lights and siren, honey. They're coming as fast as they can, okay?
I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
I know you are, dear. You got every right to be.
I'm back.
Well, if they know they didn't get away with anything, you just got your doors locked and just stay there. Do you have a weapon in the house with you?
I don't know where my dad has. I think I know where the gun is, but I don't know where it is.
Okay.
I think I was shot in the arm. My arm is bleeding. I don't know.
So you were shot in the arm, too?
I don't know. He didn't. I don't think he shot me. He might have cut me, but my arm is bleeding, but I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just worried about my parents.
Okay.
I'm scared that he's watching me.
Okay, you got it, ma'am. You got to stay calm and keep bandages on him, okay?
I am. I have the towel under his shoulder, and hopefully it's soaking the blood up.
Okay, just tell him to keep it close to his body and not to move. Neither one, they don't move.
He doesn't breathe, and then he inhales very fast. Is that a bad sign?
He's probably in shock of what's happened to him, okay?
Okay, but she's not making any noises. I don't want to go. She's laying near the door, and I don't want to go over there. I'm scared. My dad is laying in the kitchen.
He's laying in the kitchen floor. Where's your mom at?
My mom is right near the front door.
Near the front door?
Yeah, she's laying there.
Okay. All right, can you get to her to see if she's breathing? The daughter may have an arm wound. The father's shot near the shoulder. Respiration's irregular. Mother's down on the floor, not making any noise. Okay.
Are they almost here?
Well, the fire and the medic trucks and stuff are nearby. We got to let the sheriff deputy try to get in there. Did they have handguns? Did they have rifles?
It was a handgun.
So they had pistols?
It was a handgun. That's all I know. I don't know anything about guns, really.
Okay. I mean, was it just a small gun in his hand?
Yeah, a small gun. He pulled it out when he ran down the stairs and shot my mom because she was near the stairs first. And then...
So they snuck in to rob and y'all surprised them?
Yeah. I have no idea. And my mom and dad were downstairs and I was upstairs in my room asleep.
Okay.
Are they almost here? Please say they're almost here. I'm standing here.
Okay. As long as you got the doors locked, is your dad alert to tell you enough to tell you where his gun is?
Yeah, he's not breathing anymore. He's not doing the deep breaths anymore. His eyes are closed.
Or is he moving in the air at all?
He's not moving. He doesn't have a pulse.
He doesn't have a pulse.
I'm giving him CPR.
She's initiating CPR on her dad.
I'm up to 35.
She's initiating CPR. Is there a deputy there? Ma'am? Ma'am?
No, there's not.
Okay, don't let nobody in till I tell you to.
Okay. I am. I hear it coming.
All right, she hears sirens. Do not open your door till I tell you to, okay?
Yes, sir.
We got to make sure the deputies get there first and make sure that if they're still around, they can find them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when they do, there'll be a lot of people in there in a hurry.
I know.
You've been doing great there, okay?
Is somebody going to come in? I don't believe somebody.
Is the law enforcement out there?
Yes, he is.
All right, if the law enforcement's out there and it's seen secure, you can let him in.
He hasn't knocked on the door yet. No, no.
If it's law enforcement, yes. Ma'am, is there a trooper inside with you?
Yes. Oh, great. Yes.
One trooper inside. She's talking with him, but he's by his cell.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then what's the trooper doing?
He's looking outside.
All right, he's checking around the residence now.
Mama.
I know.
Yes, sir.
All right, look, she's saying that the one is gone. There's two here. As far as I know, the scene secure. I've not cleared the house. If you want to go ahead and send them in at this time, tell them to come into the driveway at the side door, and I'll stand by right here, okay? Looks like you got two, definitely 10-7 at this time. The female's right here.
Okay, does the young female, is she wounded also?
Yes, she's got an injury, but I don't know if it's a gunshot or a cut.
Okay, is her father... Send 1067. Because she was doing CPR on him.
It looks like both of them are. It appears that both of them are.
Okay, trooper says possible two 1067s come in through the side door. Where's the deputies at now?
Stand by.
Whitley var vid tidpunkten för händelsen i sitt sovrum på ovanvåningen när en manlig inkräktare kom in. Whitleys föräldrar, LaDonna och Troy French, rusade upp till sin dotters sovrum för att hjälpa till. Inkräktaren försökte tysta ner Whitley med knivhot, men han misslyckas och springer ner från ovanvåningen. Han får då tag på ett vapen och skjuter LaDonna och Troy vid trappan. Whitley vårdas på sjukhus för mindre skador, men hennes föräldrar, LaDonna och Troy French, avled på mordplatsen. Vid undersökning av mordplatsen fann man då kniven med några droppar blod på ledstången som tillhör gärningsmannen. Men man får ingen träff i polisens databas. Man får även reda på att pistolen som användes vid mordet tillhörde Troy French. Pistolen hade varit försvunnen sedan i december 2011. Detta får polisen att misstänka att gärningsmannen kan vara någon som står familjen nära. Och efter 3 år fann man den skyldige. Den då 28-årige José Alvarez Jr. som var Whitleys svåger. Han dömdes av 2 fall av första gradens mord på LaDonna och Troy French. I rätten beskriver man José som besatt av familjen. Han utförde trädgårdsarbete och lyckades då vid något tillfälle göra en extra kopia av husnyckeln. Senare brukade José smyga in om nätterna för att se på när familjen sover. José Alvarez Jr. sitter inne på en livstidsdom utan möjlighet till frigivning. Samtal nummer 2 äger rum i september 2012 i staden DeSoto i Texas. 37-årige Katina Murphy ringer in till larmcentralen när hennes exmake och före detta polisman Andre Murphy försöker sparka in ytterdörren och skada Katina. Så här lät samtalet.
Send somebody right now. I think my husband, my ex-husband, is going to try to break in now. Send somebody, please.
Okay, stay on the line with me. Are you home alone?
Yes, I am alone. Mama, come back home. Send somebody.
Man, you talking to me is not going to slow anything down, okay? Stay on the line with
me.
Is he outside?
Man,
can you run out the back? Ma'am? Do you have a weapon, ma'am? Ma'am, do you have a... Run out of the back of the house, ma'am.
Andre lyckas sparka in dörren och jagar Katina i huset. Han skjuter henne och sedan sig själv och de båda avlider på plats. Bakgrunden till denna händelse ligger i en skilsmässa som Andre inte accepterar. Katinas och Andres förhållande har varit ostadigt sedan de började träffas. De fick en dotter ihop som lyckligtvis inte var på plats vid incidenten. Men Katina och Andre hade inte lyckats rädda sitt äktenskap. Andre hade tidigt i relationen blivit hotfull och utövat fysiskt våld mot Katina, vilket till slut fick henne att vilja lämna. Vid dagen för händelsen hade Katina åkt tillbaka till deras gemensamma hus för att hämta resten av sina saker. Men då hade Andre fått reda på att Katina befann sig i huset och ville göra slut på det hela. Katina och Andres dotter lever idag med familjemedlemmar.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Guy just shot some people in the parking lot.
Det tredje och sista samtalet börjar den 20 februari 2016 i Kalamazoo i Michigan. Dagen börjar som en helt vanlig dag för den då 45-årige Jason Dalton, en försäkringsskadereglerare som tagit an sig ett extrajobb som Uber-chaufför. Klockan 16.30 inkommer det första samtalet in till larmcentralen när passageraren Matt Mellon haft en farlig upplevelse med Jason.
County emergency.
Hi, I'd like to report a crazy driver. I just got an Uber to my friend's house. And on the way there, he was driving erratic down West Main. He hit a car, he drove through the woods, and I finally just jumped out.
Where's this at? Where are you at?
I'm on Huron Street, off Nichols.
Okay.
I got his license plate number when I jumped out of the car.
Where'd you jump out of the car at?
No, I mean, he stopped because I was like, this is my destination. I just had to get out of the car because I was scared. He was driving 50 feet
in.
Well, when we tried to go right onto Nichols, you know how it kind of, there's that yield sign and there's that big patch of grass. He drove through that.
Okay, just a second. Let me get your right place, okay? Stand line.
Flera samtal inkom efter Mats som bevittnat när Jason kört hejvilt och orsakat en bilolycka med två andra bilar. Jason flyr från platsen och kör hem där han byter bil med sin fru. Han tar också på sig en skottsäker väst och tar med sig en pistol. Lite senare under dagen börjar Jason ta fler Uber-körningar. Han tar en körning åt en Macy. Men när Jason kommer fram till platsen så hittar de inte varandra. Jason kör då fram till en annan kvinna vid namn Tiana Carruthers och frågar om det är hon som är Macy. När hon säger att det är inte hon som är Macy kör Jason runt och skjuter henne. Ett vittne ringer då in till larmcentralen.
Where did they shoot at?
County emergency.
Yeah, hello, I need a ambulance police at... Please hurry up. Somebody shot. Fire shot.
Okay, listen.
She on the ground. I don't know if she hurt.
Okay, ma'am, give me the number again.
In front of in Savannah Trace townhome.
Okay, so female's down. She's been shot.
Okay, don't move.
Okay, where is the person that shot her?
I don't know. The car sped off, please.
Okay, ma'am, we're going to get the people going there, okay? I just need you to stay on the phone so I can get further, okay?
Okay, yep.
Okay,
something is happening. I don't believe it's happening out here. Please don't move. Please don't move. They're coming, okay? Please don't move. We got the kids. Please don't move. Just stay there. Okay, we'll get them. You just calm down. Don't move. We got them. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they was in the car. They sped off.
Did you see what kind of car?
Did anybody see what kind of car it was?
Where you are?
They saw it. They didn't know what color was it? Was it? It was a silver car. That's all we know. It sped off so fast.
Silver car.
Okay. I mean, it was like about 9 shots. Okay, they coming. Fine, they coming.
Okay, everybody's on the way. I'm still gonna put you on hold for a second so we can get ambulance and rescue. Okay.
Okay. Please.
Tiana förs till sjukhuset och genomgår flera operationer medan Jason fortsätter köra i alldeles för hög hastighet. Han kör på två andra bilar inom loppet av 2 timmar. En av de bilarna tillhörde Jasons föräldrar. På plats vid Jasons föräldrars hus möter han upp sin fru och hon tycker inte att någonting verkar konstigt med honom. Jason förklarade som att han haft problem med passagerare och att någon försökt skjuta honom. Jason ger då sin fru ett vapen och säger att hon och barnen måste stanna hemma. När frun ifrågasätter honom säger Jason att när hon ser på nyheterna kommer hon förstå. När han märker att hans frus bil inte startar tar Jason sina föräldrars andra bil istället och kör iväg. Han fortsätter då att ta fler Uber-körningar. Efter 22.00 kör Jason förbi en bilaffär och skjuter ihjäl Richard och Tyler Smith, far och son som var ute och kollade på en bil. Tylers flickvän Alexis Cornish var också på plats sittandes i baksätet när Tyler och Richard skulle provköra en bil. Jason parkerar sin bil och går upp till de tre och skjuter ihjäl Tyler och Richard. Han ska vid tillfället inte ha vetat om att Alexis satt i baksätet. Ett vittne ringer då in till larmcentralen.
Hi, we just drove by the Kia. What road are we on? 94 business. And a guy just shot some people in the parking lot.
Okay. Are you still near the scene?
Yeah, we're at the Burger King, a couple of places down. There's a car sitting in the lot. I can't tell. That's some kind of SUV.
Okay. All right. Did you hear shots fired? Is that?
Yeah, that's what made us look. And there were two guys laying on the ground and one guy pointing a gun at them.
All right. Hold on. You're actually within Kalamazoo City's jurisdiction. I'm going to transfer you over to them, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Just stay on the line.
911, where is your emergency?
Hi, we're on Business 94. We passed the Kia dealership, and we just passed with somebody shooting a gun at two people lying on the ground.
Okay, the Kia dealership, where?
It's on Business 94 in Kalamazoo. We are pulled into the Burger King, which is a couple businesses down. There's a Tuffy Auto Center. I'm sorry, we're not in the area.
Okay, so you're on Stadium Drive?
We're close to 131.
Okay.
I think it's Stadium Drive.
Okay. Did you see who the person was that was shooting?
No, I just turned because we heard gunshots, and there was a man standing there pointing a gun at two people lying on the ground. We could see the smoke from his gun and hear it as we drove by, and we just pulled in. I don't know, we're probably 150 yards. From them. There's an SUV still sitting in the parking lot.
Okay. What color is the SUV?
It's gray.
How many shots did you hear?
How many shots? At least four.
Heard four shots?
Yeah.
Are they on the ground? All right. And you said the people are laying on the ground still?
We can't see them. There's cars blocking our way, but the SUV that was parked there is still there. It's running with their brake lights on. The Kia is 4102 Stadium Drive.
Okay. What is your name, ma'am? And what is your last name? And you're at the Burger King?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and get an ambulance on the way. Is the person that's shooting still there? Did you see?
I can't tell. I can't see anyone. If we move farther in the parking lot, we might be able to see.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable pulling up to see if the person is still there?
No, because we don't know if the guy is still there.
Okay. Okay. What kind of vehicle are you in?
We are in a black truck.
All right. Would you feel comfortable if our officer gave you a call on your telephone or made contact with you at the Burger King?
No, that's fine. There's still people lying on the ground. Looks like at least two.
Okay. Okay.
They're right underneath the Sealy Auto Group new and used sign
okay.
in the parking lot.
Okay. All right. Well, we have several officers on the way. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we're fine just sitting here until someone arrives.
Okay. All right.
But there's definitely at least two people on the ground.
Okay. I'm going to keep you on the phone until our officers arrive on location, okay, in case anything happens. Did you happen to see anything else that you can think of as far as a description of the male?
I just know that he was white and had like a full head of hair, probably light colored gray or blonde. Other than that, I mean, we were driving by, okay, one police officer is just pulling in. Other than that, we were driving by at like 50 miles an hour. The only reason I turned is because I heard the gunshots.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect with you right now. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and have an officer get in contact with you via telephone. Or if you feel comfortable waiting there, that's fine.
We can wait. The cop car just pulled in. So he's in the parking lot right now.
All right. All right. Sounds good. Then go ahead and sit tight and then we'll have an officer come over and make contact with you. Okay.
Okay. No problem.
Jason fortsätter att köra mot restaurangen Cracker Barrel i Osttimor där han skjuter ihjäl fyra kvinnor i över 60-årsåldern. På plats fanns även 14-årige Abigail Kopf som fanns svårt skadad.
I'm at the Kalamazoo Cracker Barrel and there's been gunshots in a car.
There's gunshots in a car?
Yes.
Okay, well, has anybody been hit?
Two cars have been shot up. There's three people in one car, and one guy is not moving.
Do you have a vehicle? Where is the shots fired from?
I got it. We are at Kalamazoo Cracker Barrel.
Yep, we're at Cracker Barrel. I got that. Where's the vehicle where they were shot from?
They're both in the parking lot.
They're both in the parking lot? What's the vehicle that fired the gun?
It's a blue HHR, dark blue, and it drove off right as we pulled up.
With the blue HHR?
Yes.
Do you have a plate or anything? Which way did they go?
No, because right as we pulled up, he was pulling out, and he just took off out of the entrance.
All right, you said it was a blue HHR, correct?
Yes.
All right, hold on just a second.
Okay, can I get an ambulance to this?
Get an ambulance.
Okay.
Get an ambulance. All right, are they breathing?
One is not. Are you guys all okay? Okay, so this one car is okay. The other one is a minivan, and the passenger is not moving.
Passenger's not moving?
No.
Did you see who the person was?
No, right as we pulled up, they flew out of here.
Sir, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you at right now?
I'm right behind both of the cars.
Both of the cars?
Yes.
All right, I'm, don't hang up, okay? I'm going to throw you on hold just a second, okay?
Don't hang up. Yeah, no problem.
Sir, are you still there?
That's what you just asked.
Sir, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name? Are you out with officers right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put your information in here so they can speak with you, okay?
Okay.
Abigail och hennes mormor Barb fanns skjutna i huvudet, men Abigail andades fortfarande. Hon förs till sjukhuset där hon så småningom återhämtar sig, men det gjorde inte Barb. Jason fortsätter att ta Uber-körningar längs några barer senare under kvällen och några passagerare frågar honom om det är han som är gärningsmannen. Men Jason förnekar det. Till slut, runt 00:40 på natten, grips Jason. Han döms för första graden av mord på de sex offren som dog och försök till mord på Tiana, Abigail och Alexis. I ett polisförhör berättar Jason om morden.
I'm not a killer, and this is what I know that I have killed.
I know that you guys are gonna have a hard time believing this, but it literally took over my body.
The Uber app?
It's red when I first started. Okay. It switched from red to black. Okay. When it's in that black mode, it literally has control.
Idag sitter Jason Dalton inne på en livstidsdom utan möjlighet till frigivning. Det här var allt för detta avsnitt. Det kanske inte blev lika långt som det brukade, men min röst orkade inte riktigt hela vägen, märkte jag, så att det kändes rätt bra att det var tre samtal denna gång. Men jag hoppas inte att min röst har stört er överhuvudtaget, annars nästa gång som sagt då, så får jag bara hoppa över och spela in det när jag är frisk. Jag hoppas ändå att ni tyckte om detta avsnitt och har ni tips på fall så tveka inte att mejla mig på crimepodden@gmail.com. Nu ska jag fortsätta dricka massa te och vila. Vi hörs snart igen. Tack så mycket för att ni har lyssnat. Detta var 911-samtal, del 7.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.